AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's temporarily allowing more beef to be imported into the U.S. without triggering higher tariffs. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Imported beef will be sold at 25% below current market rates. The plan allows up to 300 metric tons of ground beef to enter the U.S. over the next 90 days. However, conservative rural state Republicans are already criticizing the plan, fearing it will harm American ranchers. Senator Tim Sheehy, a Trump ally, warns it could make it harder for ranchers to rebuild herds, posting on social media that the president's heart is in the right place. But says that importing beef will harm ranching families who feed the nation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is allowing construction on President Trump's White House ballroom project to keep going for now, as the court considers an emergency appeal from the administration of lower court rulings. Those would have forced a halt because Trump didn't get congressional approval. Marcela Sanchez reports a California lawmaker will become the first African-American to serve in Congress.
California State Senator Aisha Wahab has won a special election to serve the rest of former Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell's House term, which ends in January. Wahab defeated Bay Area Rapid Transit Director Melissa Hernandez and will represent the state's 14th congressional district. Swalwell, who was running for California governor, ended his campaign and resigned from Congress in April after he was accused of sexual assault and harassment. He's denied those allegations. Wahab has championed housing affordability and access. Wahab and Hernandez will face off again in a separate November election when voters will choose who will serve the district's next full two-year term. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
And the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Mokes formed in the Pacific Ocean. It's on track to bring another round of heavy rain and wind to Hawaii. This is AP News. It's been a tough summer weather-wise in Europe. Justin Spike filed this from Hungary.
The Danube River in Hungary is experiencing record low water levels, the consequence of persistent drought and successive heat waves that have battered most of Europe. In Hungary, the drought has led to water shortages, damaged crop yields, and nearly having to shut down the country's only nuclear power plant. It's not only affected the Danube River, but many other waterways across the country. The country has cumulatively more than 24,000 miles of drainage canals. Unneeded water from fields and wetlands are diverted ultimately into the Black Sea. Climate experts and hydrologists have long been warning that without a comprehensive water retention plan, Hungary will only get drier and drier. The country's new government plans to introduce a comprehensive program for retaining the waters that are so desperately needed across the country.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.